Okay, so today we start the next parak, right? Start the 15th parak on Daf Kuf Tes Vav. So the Mishnah begins, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilin Osam Mipnei HaDeleka. All types of holy writings, as Rashi points out, Kigon Torah, Neviim, Uksuvim. You can save, you have a Tanakh, you can save Torah, Neviim, Uksuvim from the fire. V'lo Tema Torah L'chud, Rashi says. Don't think only the Torah you could say. So you have this fire that's burning. You might have thought that you only can save a Sefer Torah. Now you can save the entire, all types of Sfarim, Kedoshim, Torah, Nevi'im, U'Kesuvim. What's the issue over here? Rashi says, Matzilin Oson, you can save them. There are the things we know later on that the Gemara is talking about, that what you can, what you cannot, sorry, what you may not save from a fire. Some things, the problem Rashi says here is, okay, the Kani Lekaman, over here we're talking about Lemavoi She'ena Mefulash. You can bring it out from the house into a Mavoi that's not closed on either side. So you bring it into a place where there is it's a problem of carrying Midar Avanan. Or V'tircha Ba'almahu D'shariba. It's an extra tircha on Shabbos. You're not allowed to save these unless, usually there's a tircha, so you're not supposed to be able to save things from the fire, except in this situation, we make an exception for the Torah Nevi'im Uksuv, and it can be saved. Right, so kol kisvei kodesh matzilin osam mipnei hadleika, bein shekoren behen, whether we read from them, or bein she'ein koren behen, or whether we don't read from them. Rashi says, what does that mean, bein shekoren behen? Whether these are sfarim that you read from on Shabbos. Rashi says, bein shekoren behen, that's kagon nevi'im, right? Nevi'im you read on Shabbos, shemavtirim behen b'Shabbos b'beis haKnesses, because you do read from Navi. But ein koren shebehen, even if you don't read from them on Shabbos, that is ksuvim, Rashi says, kagon ksuvim. V'rabbeinu Halevi amar, dafilu yechidim ein koren behen. Even individuals shouldn't read from Ksuvim on Shabbos. Kedekatani taima mishum bitul beis hamedrash, because you're wasting time. You should be going to the beis hamedrash to learn instead. Right? Demashchi libi, because Ksuvim are things that could draw your heart. They are more like hashkafa oriented. Ubishabis hayudarshim drusha labalabatim. But on Shabbos, there was a drusha in shul that they used to teach to the balabatim. Sheoskim b'molacha kol yomosachol. People would work all day, and they would learn on Shabbos. Ubisocha drusha hayumorlan hilchos iser v'heter. They would learn halacha. Right? So they were Shabbos, they would learn halacha. So v'tov lahen l'shmo malikros b'ksuvim. It's better for them to learn halacha than to learn from Ksuvim. So don't waste your time. He says, you're not supposed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos. Don't waste your time learning these things that draw the heart. On Shabbos, learn halacha. That's what he's supposed to do. But nevertheless, you're allowed to save these svarim, even though you don't read for them on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah says, v'afal pi sheksuvim b'chol lashon, even if they're written in any language. I mean, even translations. Right? Rashi says, v'ikol amanda amar lekaman, lo nitnu likros behen, nevelas matzilin osan. There is someone, a shitin, later on that's going to say that you're not allowed to read Sifrei Kodesh, the Tanakh, in other languages. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says here, you can save them. And then it says, Te'unim Geniza. So Te'unim Geniza seems to be going on these as well, that even though you're not supposed to, even all these things, even if they're written in a different language, if something happens to them, they have to have a status of Kedushin, they were required to be put away in Geniza. Rashi says, Asur lahanicha b'makom hefker. You can't just leave them out anywhere to get them to rot. Fine, let's go get to it in the Gemara. Tune in Geniza. There are other languages. It says, Afa pish kuzim b'chol lashon. Any language, it says the Mishnah. Right? Umibnei ma in korin behen. And why do we say you can't read on Ksuvim and Shabbos? We've read that in Rashi. Mipnei bitul beis hamedrash, because it's a waste of time, basically. Right? The Shabbos is a time to learn halacha. So that's why you're not supposed to read this Ksuvim on Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to bring now a machlokas as to whether or not one is permitted to save on Shabbos kisvei kodesh that are written in all in languages, different languages. So the Gemara says, Itmar, learn the base measures, hayiksuvim targum o b'chol lashon. Let's say the kisvei kodesh, the Tanakh, was written in any language, right? Any language or in targum. So we've got about it backwards. They were written in Aramaic or any other language. Rav Huna Omer Ein Matzilin Osam Mipnei HaDeleika. Rav Huna says they do not have the status, I guess, of kedusha enough to allow you to save them from the fire. Rav Chizda Amar Matzilin Osam Mipnei HaDeleika. Rav Chizda says you are permitted to save them from the deleika. Rashi says Itmar Aksuvim Kaamar. He says Veli Nira Kol Kisvei Kodesh Kai. Rashi says he thinks it's talking about all Kisvei Kodesh. That's how I learned it. It's talking about all Kisvei Kodesh.
So again, so we have a machlokes in Rav Huna and Rav Chisda as to whether or not you're allowed to save on Shabbos from the fire to kisvei kodesh written in a language other than lashon hakodesh. So the Gemara says a libud. So that Gemara's going to bring down. It's going to refer to a machlokes later on and say a libud l'man d'amar nitnu likros behen. According, there's a machlokes in, I think it's Maseches Megillah. There's a machlokes in Megillah on Daf Chesam Beis, machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah there. If one is permitted to read from a Tanakh that's in written in any other language. I guess that's in those times. Nowadays, we seem to say, Eis Lassos, people aren't so familiar. You can read from any language. You can even read Perushim. What's the difference between Aramaic and the current? Aramaic was written before, because that's what people understood. So now today, English or Spanish or whatever it is, that's what people understand. So you're allowed to. But there is a machlokas Masech Megillah, whether you're allowed to read the Torah Nevi Miksuvim in any language. According to Tanakhama, that they're allowed to. According to Tanakhama, who says that Svarim can be written in any language. Why? Because he holds that you're allowed to read them. So that's why we'll leave the Manda Amar Nitnu Likros Behen. According to the Manda Amar there, Megillah, who says you're allowed to read from Tanakh written in any language, that's because you're allowed to write them in any language. So the Kuliyam Lo Pliga, the Matzilim, they must have a status. And therefore, everyone would agree that you can save them. So that is not the machlokas in Rav Huna or Rav Chisda. Their machlokas is ki pligi aliba demand amar lo nitnu likros behen. According to the Shito, holds it is forbidden to read from kisvei kodesh written in any other language because you're not allowed to write them in any language. So therefore, Rav Huna amar, even Rav Huna says, since you're not allowed to write them in any language, therefore ein matzilin, right? You're not allowed to, you don't save them to lo nitnu likros behen. Because you're not supposed to read them. So they don't have the status, and therefore you're not supposed to write in that language, so therefore you're not allowed to read in that language, therefore you're not supposed to save them from the fire in that language. You're not going to permit the Tircha Yaseir on Shabbos to allow you to save them. But Rav Chisda Amar Matzilim, Rav Chisda says, nevertheless, despite the fact that you're not supposed to read them in that language, and therefore they shouldn't have been written in that language, nevertheless, you're allowed to save them on Shabbos. Why? Mishum Bizayon Kisvei HaKodesh. There's some sort of embarrassment that's going to come about because if you don't save them.
What malacha are we talking about?
We're talking about tircha.
Tircha.
Right.
You worried about the fact that you're bringing it into.
That's also the Ravonim. So Rashi says too. Rashi says either it's because you're schlepping them into a mavoy she'inu mufulash, which means it's not a rishon rabbim.
There's multiple tircha.
Tircha. Yeah, we saw that a few times already. Okay. It's not a malacha, but it's
like not Shabbosik,
pretty much. So it's a din derabbanan. Say din derabbanan, but so in certain situations they don't. Since the rabbanan ate the takana, certain situations, right?
This includes Gemara, because Gemara is out
of the name. I guess so.
But those who say you can carry, what do they say about the malacha of Chatzah?
What do you mean you can carry? No one says
you can take them out of your house if there's a fire. I'm presumably into Mavoi or something.
Who says that? No one says you're allowed to carry in Shabbos unless you have the right.
Well, the Mishnah says you can save them from a fire.
Right, but you're not violating the Malacha d'Oraisa. No one's saying you can carry.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So Tanan. Right. So we learned. So now we're going to try to figure out Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Kol kisvei kodesh matzilin al somnei deleika. All kisvei kodesh can be saved from the fire. Bein shekorin behen, bein shein korin behen. Whether you read from them, whether you don't read from them, af al pi sheksuvim b'chol lashon. Even though it's written in all languages, you're supposed to save them. You're allowed to save them. So my love, doesn't the Mishnah mean shekorin behen? What does shekorin behen means? Neviim. Shein korin behen would mean ksuvim. And af al pi sheksuvim b'chol lashon is mashma that delo nitl likros behen. Even things that you're not supposed to read that are written in any other language. The Katani Matzilin, and therefore it says that you save them, v'tiyut to the Rav Huna. And that would be a question of Rav Huna, because Rav Huna was one who said that even though that they're written in another language and you're not supposed to read them, you don't save them. Rav Chisda was the one who says you still save them. So Gemara tried to break down the pieces of the Mishnah by saying, look, it first says Shekorim Behen, that means Nevi'im. She'in Korim Behen means Ksuvim. And Apal Pisha, Ksuvim B'chol Lashon, is talking about the things that you don't read from him at all. You're not supposed to read from them at all, even during the week. And nevertheless, the Mishnah says you're supposed to save them, so that would be a kasha Rav Huna. Rav Melchor Rav Huna, Rav Huna say no, but Tizbra, that's not what the Mishnah means. Ema Seifa to Unim Geniza. You talk about the Seifa, then says, what's the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Be'afapi Sheksuvim B'chol Lashon, and then it says, to Unim Geniza. Well, wait a second. If these things have to be saved from the fire, of course they call them Geniza. That means they have a status. What's the Mishnah telling me? He says, Ema Seifa to Unim Geniza. Hashta etzuli matzilinon geznizam yiboi. Once the Mishnah gives them, according to what you're saying, that these things that are written in any language, still are required to be saved on Shabbos, that means they have a holy status. They have a holy status, of course they're required to be put away. You need Geniza, you can't just leave them out to rot. So then what's the language, what's Tun Geniza come to teach us? Ella Rav Huna mitarz to Tamei, Rav Chizda mitarz to Tamei. Both Rav Huna and Rav Chizda are going to be able to explain the Mishnah in accordance with what in their understanding. Rav Huna mitarz to Tamei, Rav Huna is going to say as follows. He says, Bein Shekorin Behen, what did the Mishnah says that you're allowed to save Kisvei Kodesh that you read, that's Nevi'im. Bein She'in Korin Behen, that's Ksuvim. Then he's going to add in the words, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, when are you allowed to save these items? That's Sheksuvim B'Lashon HaKodesh. That's only if they're written in Hebrew. Are in Lashon Kodesh. Avabalah kol Lashon is written in any other language, in Matzilim. You're not supposed to save them. And nevertheless, even though you're not supposed to save them, afil hachik gnezabal. Nevertheless, we still can't let them, I guess, stam, you can't just let them rot. Even though you don't save them on Shabbos, on a Yom Chol, they will require a geniza. Meaning, af al pi, that you're not supposed to save these things on Shabbos, nevertheless, they would still, if it was a weekday and something happened to them, you'd have to bury them, they have to have geniza. But Rav Chizda matarz tamei, Rav Chizda would learn the Mishnah his way. He says, "Bein shekorin b'hen." When it says that the Mishnah says that you're supposed to save the Sifrei Kodesh, "Bein shekorin b'hen" means Nevi'im. "Bein she'in korin b'hen" that's Ksuvim because you don't read those on Shabbos. And "Af al pi sheksuvim b'chol lashon nami matzilin." And even if these things are written in any other language, you still save them because he holds that you're allowed to write them in any other language and you're allowed to read them in any other language. Therefore, you're supposed to save them. So what's the chiddush then to unyum geniza? And "Hachi ka'amar." Umekek shelahen, I guess they're when they decompose their decomposition thing, when they start decomposing, those still to unu geniza. That decomposition it also still requires geniza, not just when they're full scrolls, even when they start riding away on their own, you would have to require to put them in geniza. I don't know what the chiddush is there, but okay. All right. So Meisvei, the Marigans continue to question Rav Huna here. Again, Rav Huna said what? Rav Huna said that according to Manda Amar, that says you're not supposed to read the Kisvei Kodesh written in any other language, he, Rav Huna says, therefore you're not supposed to save them on Shabbos. So Meisvei, quote a Brisa, the Brisa says, Hayuksuvim Targum, if it was written in Targum, v'chol lashon, and any other language, Matzilin osam ipnei hadleika, you save them from the fire. That seems to be to you, to Rav Huna. Seems to say here explicitly, if it's written in any other language, you save them. So Rav Huna says, Amalcha Rav Huna, Hatana sovereign in Likos Behen. No, that's the other Tana. That's the Tana we mentioned originally, who holds that you are permitted to write them in any other language. And we said the Machlokas in Rav Huna Chizda only applies to the Tana who holds that you're not supposed to write them in any other language. But according to the Tana who says you're allowed to write in any other language, of course, you're supposed to save them. So now I bring another question, Rav Huna. Tashma. Bring a from a Brisa. Hayuksuvim giftis. Another language. Or Madis. Ivris doesn't mean Hebrew here. Ivris means here from the language from the other side of the river. Right? Elamis, Yivanis, all these other languages. Maybe translate what's here and just what they are. Afal pi shelo nitnu likros behem. Mishnah says explicitly, even though you're not supposed to read from them, meaning these are written illicitly, you're not supposed to write this way. Nevertheless, matzilin osu b'nei adleika. You save them from the adleika. And that's a tiyuf to the Rav Huna. That Rav Huna can't answer, oh, that's a libra demanda amru who says you're allowed to write them in that language. This is a brisa that's going according to the shita, then you're not supposed to write them in that language. And then the brisa says, nevertheless, you still save them b'nei adleika, which goes like Rav Chizda, which is a question on Rav Huna. So amalacha Rav Huna, Rav Huna's going to say, you're right, I can't touch up this brisa, but what I can tell you is tanoihi. It's a machlokas tanoim. According to the Manda Amr, who says you're not supposed to write them in this language, there's still a machlokas tanayim as to whether or not you're supposed to save them on Shabbos. Tanayi, Ditanya, or the following brisa, Hayiksuvim targum b'chol lashon, if it's written in Aramaic or any other language, matzilin osam de'adaleika, you write, save them from the fire. Rav Yossi Omer, in matzilin osam de'adaleika. Rav Yossi says you do not save them from the de'adaleika. So he, Rav Huna, would hold like Rav Yossi. Lines it up. So Rav Yossi then brings a raya to his words that if it's written in any other language, you're not supposed to save it. Amar Rav Yossi, Maisi be'aba chalafta. Rav Yossi writes, says in the name of his father chalafta, which is interesting. They learn halacha. The Shir Matzalach b'halacha points out here, chalafta is Rav Yossi's father, and he's calling him by his name. How is Rav Yossi calling his father by his name chalafta? You have to say my father. So Shir Matzalach says that if you call your father with like a title and his name, then you're allowed. He didn't just call him Stam Chalafta. He called him Abba Chalafta. So he's calling him Abba Mori. So Shira Mitzvah Melacha says that if you're the Gabba and you're calling up your father, you know, people don't like to say their father's name. They say Abba Mori. But he says, if you say Abba Mori, then you can say the name because you're giving him a title and not necessarily just calling him by his name. Okay. So Ma'aseh Abba Chalafta Shehalach Eitzel Rabbi Gamliel Biribi. So Abba Chalafta went to Rabbi Gamliel, the great, Litveria, in Tveria. Umitzao, when he found Rabbi Gamliel, Shai Yoshev al Shulchono Shel Yochanan Hanazuf, he was sitting on the table of Yochanan. Ubiyado Sefer Iyov, and here he had a Sefer Iyov Targum Vukoreva, and he had a Sefer Iyov written in Aramaic, and he was reading from it. So first of all, if this was on Shabbos, then the Mishnah just say you're not supposed to be reading these on Shabbos, but okay. So he says, we had Sefer, because that's Ksuvim. He had Sefer Iyov Targum Vukoreva. Amra Lo, maybe it was on Shabbos, I guess. So Amra Lo, so Abba Chalafta says to Rabbi Gamliel, Beribi, Zachor Ani Rabbi Gamliel Avi Avicha, I remember your grandfather, Rabbi Gamliel, the elder, Shaya Omid Agabi Ma'ala Baharabayas, who was standing on some sort of step on the Temple Mount, Behevil of front of Sefer Iyov Targum, and they brought before him a Sefer Torah, a Sefer of Iyov written in Aramaic, the Amrla Banai, and he says to the Banai, whoever those are, Shakeyu Tachas Hanidbach, bury it under the stones. Well, don't, you gotta bury that, you can't have that. So you see there that you're not supposed to keep and not supposed to read. You're not supposed to read these svarim, and therefore I guess you can't save them. So Ahu, so when Ramiel Beribi heard this, he told everybody to take the Sefer Iyov of the Targum and to bury it. So you see here that Kisvei Kodesh that are written in Aramaic, you're not supposed to read from them, and therefore you wouldn't be able to save them either. Now Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, no, when Rabbi Gamliel HaZakein found the Aramaic translation of Sefer Iyov in the Harabayas, he said, don't bury it under the stone. He said, Areva shall tit kafwala, take this, bury it under a pile of cement. So Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, that can't be the case that happened. Shnei tshuvos badavar, that's not historically accurate. Number one, chad v'chi tit b'harabayas minayin. Where did you have cement in the Harabayas? Nothing was made out of cement in Harabayas. They would build Harabayas with sand and with lime. They wouldn't use cement. So therefore it couldn't be there. V'od ki mutar la'abdon biyad. Are you allowed to purposely destroy them? By pouring cement on it, you're actually destroying it. Elamanichem v'makom ha'torfa v'heim arkivim aleim. You're supposed to leave them out and then they get rotted by themselves. You're not supposed to do a ma'aseh b'yadayim. You put them under the stone and let it happen by itself. You don't actually actively destroy it. So he goes, I guess he says, historically it must be that they put it under the stone, shakeh tachas anidbach, but not that they poured the cement on it. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to say, who are the Tanayim in this machlokas in Rav Huna Rav Chisda, which I don't really understand the question. Where it says, man Tanay, we just said, Tanayu, we have a Tanakama, and we have Rav Yossi. But the Gemara asks, man Tanay, who are the Tanayim that Rav Huna says that they argue as to whether or not you save Kisvei Kodesh written in any language, even according to the Mandamra, says you're not supposed to write them in that language. So Ilim, a Tanakama Rav Yossi, which is what I said, maybe it's a Tanakama Rav Yossi over here, right? It says Tanayi, the Tanya Haiksuvim, Targum Mecholosho, and one Tanakama says Matsilosum, but the Lake Rav says you don't. So if you say it's that Tanakama, say no. Dilma Bahaka Mifilgi. Maybe their machlokus over here, there is Mar Sava Nitnu Likros Behen, or Mar Sava Likros Behen. And maybe that machlokus over there, that Brysa, which I glossed over, that Brysa doesn't say according to whose Shita we're talking about. Maybe that Brysa is that Tanakama holds the reason why you save them is because you're allowed to write them in that language. And Rav Yossi says the reason why you're not allowed to save them is because you're not allowed to write them in that language. Who says that that Tanakama is also going according to the Manda Amar who says you're not allowed to write them? Right? So
it says it can't be read. I mean, period or on Shabbos?
I think period. Right? So Ella, it's Ella Rav Yossi, the Tana the Giftis. It's the Machlokas Tanayim as between that Rav Huna references is Rav Yossi here. Rav Yossi says clearly that if they're written in any other language, you may not save them. But the Tanakama of the Giftis, that's one of the previous brises we brought down that said, right before that, it said it was written in Giftis, even though you're not allowed to read them, you're allowed to save them. So there you have one Tanakama who says that if you're not allowed to write them, you may save them. And Rav Yossi says, because you're not allowed to write them, you may not save them. So you have Machlokas Tanayim. So Rav Huna is going to say that I hold like Rav Yossi, who says that once you're not allowed to write them, and therefore not allowed to read them, therefore you're not supposed to save them on Shabbos either. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring a list, going to bring a brisa of six things that are not saved from the fire. Tana Rabbanan, right? The brisa says habrachos. Right, this is the brachos like Shimon Esrei or the brachos that are written down. Again, this is before, nowadays everything is permitted to be written down, so it's a different halacha. But there, the brachos, this is before everything was allowed to be written down. The brachos, the hakimian, I guess, is amulets that you write names, you write psukim on it. Afal pishiyishim osiel shalshem, even though it has God's name on it. Umeinyanos harbei shabat Torah, and has lots of psukim from the Torah. Nevertheless, you don't save them. We don't allow you to save them from the lake. We don't allow this tirka to save these things from the fire. Ela nisrafim bimkomam, they're burnt in their place. Hein va'askaroseihem, they and their names that are written there. Vikan amru, and from this we say, kosvei brachos kesofei Torah. Those who wrote the brachos down, those who wrote Shmon Esrei, who wrote the brachos down, again, before we were allowed to do that, before that changed, they are like those who burn Torah. Because should a fire break out on Shabbos, you're going to be burning the Shem Hashem because you decided to violate this halacha and write these down. So there was this one individual who would write brachos. He lived in Sidon. He would write it down. And they told on him. They mastered on him. They told Rabbi Shmuel that this guy is writing the brachos. Rabbi Shmuel went to check it out to see whether it's true or not. So Rabbi Shmuel is going up the ladder, I guess, to this guy's, base medrash where he was writing. So here Yishbo. So this person heard that Rabbi Yishmael was coming. So what did he do? He was embarrassed. Notal tumtum shal brachos vishkan b'sefal shamayim. I guess he took a whole bunch, I should say, the notebooks worth of these brachos, and he tossed them into this bucket of water. I guess that they would get ruined and that the ink would erase. So he basically, biyadayim, he went ahead and erased Shem Hashem. So, ubaloshon zeh amar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says to him, gadol onush acharon min harishon. What you just did now, this latter thing that you did, is worse than the first thing. The first thing you wrote them, and it may come later on that something might get burnt. But not you, biyadayim, took it and ruined it. That's worse. Okay. Boy mini Reish Galusa may Rabba Baravuna. So the Reish Galusa asked the following question of Rabba Baravuna. So you have Kisvei Kodesh, they're not written in Dio, the proper ink, but they're written in other types of markings, I guess. Hayiksuvim Basam. He seems to say that Sav means some golden color. Ubisikra, which is red. Ubikumus, which is from some sort of sap from the tree. Ubikankantom, it's something that you use to dye or color the shoes. But they're written by Lashon HaKodesh. So they use the wrong ink, but you're writing them in Lashon HaKodesh. Matzilin also made Lekoim Matzilin. Are these types of things allowed to be saved from the fire or not? I guess maybe you would say, so the Gemara says.
Is the question, are you allowed to save the Apostle Sefer Torah?
It seems to be.
Well, that's a right.
Again, everything now is different. The thing that I think is better, the Apostle Sefer Torah. To nowadays, you're allowed to save the Chumash. Because nowadays, we're allowed to write everything. Everything gets written down. That's how we learn from it. We don't learn from the Sfarim. They didn't have Chumashim then. Everything was cloth. So he says, Tiboi Lamanda Amar Matzilin, Tiboi Lamanda Amar E Matzilin. This question goes according to the Mandomer, according to Rav Chisda, who would say that Sifrei Kodesh written in any other language, you save. So, nevertheless, this question still stands for him. And even according to the Mandomer, says you typically don't save things that are written in other languages. Maybe these you do say, right? Tiboy the Mandomer Eimat Silin. According to the Mandomer, says that you don't save Sifrei Kodesh written in other languages. Hani Mili. Maybe you would say there. Reason why you don't save it there is Hechad Ksivri Targum V'Chaloshim, because it's written in the wrong language. Aval Hachad Ksivri Lashon HaKodesh. But here that's written in Lashon HaKodesh, even though it's not written in the right ink. Maybe Matzilin, because this, at least it's going to be the status of a Chumash. O Dilma, or maybe you can say Afilu Mandomer, even according to Mandomer, meaning Rav Chisda, says that you would save Sifrarim that are written in other languages. Maybe that's only if they're written in B'dio, D'mikayim, because that's going to last. That's something that's going to last. Aval Hacha, but here, since they're written in a Sam or a Sikra, came to Lo Mikayim, that's not going to be long-lasting. Maybe you don't. So Amrle, so Rabbi Barfuna says back to the Reish Galusa, Ein Matzilin. We don't save them, right? We don't save them because they don't last, we don't save them. So then the Reish Galusa says to him, why do you say that? Baha Rav Hamnuna Tarna Matzilin. But we have a Brisa from Rav Hamnuna says you do save. I don't know if he had the Brisa and had the answer, why was he hocking and asking, Rav Baravuna? He knew the answer. He had the brisa. The brisa says that you do save them. So Amalei, so Rav Afuna says back to him, right, Itani Tanya. Okay, so that was my own svara, but if you have an older source that tells you, you have precedent that tells you that we're supposed to save them, then let's go according to that, and we'll save them. I must be wrong. And Matanya, where is this brisa that the Reish Galusta had? Matanya, Amar of Ashi, Kidatanya, we learned in a brisa, Ein Bein Svarim Megillah. There's no distinction between Sifrei HaKodesh and Megillas Esther, Elisha Svarim Nichtavim B'chol Lashon. Interesting price here. That all other Sifrei Kedusha, I guess, other Megillas can be written in any language. U'Megillah Achik Suv Ashuris. And Megillas Esther has to be written in Ashuris, which is Lashon HaKodesh. Ala Sefer, it has to be written on a cloth. U'Bidyo. And it has to be written in ink. So the distinction that the Brisa makes, the distinction that they make is just how it's supposed to be written. There is no distinction about whether you save them or don't save them. Even just like Megillas Esther, you would save. So too all these other things, if they're written in Hebrew, but even though they're not written with the proper ink, nevertheless you would save it. Okay. Now this comes to your question, Josh. Boyimine Rav Huna Bar Chiluv, right? May Rav Nachman. So Rav Huna Bar Chiluv asked Rav Nachman, Sefer Torah, right? Sefer Torah, I guess that got erased. Right, she'ein bo l'laket shmonim v'chamesh osios. It only has 85 letters in it. I guess it's puzzled to the point that it only has 85. We can't imagine that because our Sefer Torah written just differently than back then. But 85 letters are left. Why 85? You go parshas vayhibin so aaron. Like the 85 letters in the parshas vayhibin so aaron with the that has the opposite nuns, which we'll get to tomorrow's daf. Masilim they delay going masilim. We have this puzzle Sefer Torah. Do we save it from the fire or not? So Amalei, so Rav Nachman says to him, why are you asking about every other things? Right? If that's the only thing that's left, you should ask me whether you saved it or not. So he says, no, hechi dechaser parshas vayhibin sor aron lo mikami boilei the cave into isbe haskaros. No, if it's just left over vayhibin sor aron, I don't have a kasha, because with that I'll say you definitely save. That's a full parsha, and it has Shem Hashem in there. But came in Isabe Haskaros, Afalgav de Lesbe Shmonim Chamisha Osos Matzilin. Even if it has less than 85, you would save. So you would save Apostle Sefer Torah. Ki kami boile, my suffix is Sefer Torah she'ein bo lelaket. You can't have 85 letters, and it does. And the 85 letters that it has doesn't even have Shem Hashem. It doesn't have Shem Hashem in there. My, are we allowed to save it or not? Amarle ein Matzilin says no, we don't save it. So Esve, so Rav Huna Bar Chalov then Esther. Because 85 is the smallest amount that's of a full parsha. Like we say, even so, Aaron is a parsha in and of itself, right? Rashi says, "Pehe osios zeu shir sefer Torah shenimchos ubala lios ome bekdushaso." That's the shir. Why? Because 85. Like this is even so, I have to count it to make sure it's right. But okay. Eisvei. So Rav Huna then asked Rav Huna. Right, Bar Chalov asked Rav Nachman, who just told him that you don't save the Sefer Torah. We learned in the Brisa, Targum Sheksavo Mikra. So I'm not sure how this writes. So you have the Targum that you wrote in Lashon HaKodesh. I'm not sure what that means. I thought Targum was written in that language. So you wrote
it. Not the language, it's the script.
All right, so you write the Aramaic. That's what he says, the script. Rashi says... Rashi says Targum Shabbatorah, which is the Targum, the Aramaic translation.
Yeah.
Oh, Targum Shabbatorah. Targum Shekasu Mikra.
Parts of the Torah.
Written in Aramaic, but you wrote them in Hebrew. You wrote the translation. So the parts of the Torah. So there's some parts of the Torah that's supposed to be written in Aramaic, and you wrote it in Hebrew. Umikra Shekasu Targum. And parts of the Torah that are written, supposed to be written in Lashon Kodesh, you wrote them in Targum. Uksav Ivris. So you wrote them in this Ksav Ivris. Matzil mitnei deleika. You still save it from the fire. The ain sarich lomer targum shebe Ezra v'shedaniel v'shebe Torah. And of course, the Aramaic parts of Ezra and Daniel in the Torah. So Gemara says targum shebe Torah ma'nihu. What's the targum? What are the Aramaic parts in the Torah? Like the part in pasuk in Bereishis that says the words Yigarsha Sadusa. That's by Lavan. He calls Galil Yigarsha Sadusa. V'afagav the less beis shmoni chamesh osios. And here you see there, where it described Hargam Shabbat Torah you save, the words, Yagar Sadusa, that's way less than 85, so if you save those. So why are you telling me that if it only doesn't have 85, you can't save it? You're saving Yagar Sadusa, which is two.
Just wrote Yagar Sadusa.
That's it. So the Gemara says, Ki Tanya Ahi, well, when the Bryce is talking about here that you save the Targum, that's Lahashlim. That's when Yagar Sadusa is part of the 85 letters that are left, not on itself. So Yibayilahu, these 85 letters, Hani Shmonim V'chamish, Osios, Michunasos, or Mifuzaros. Do they have to be in one spot, like consecutive, these 85 letters? Or what if they're spread out? What if they're spread out all over? So, Rav Huna says, the only save them is the Michunasos, I guess if they're in one place. Rav Huna says, Afilu Mifuzaros, even if they're spread out. So, Mesvei says, I'm going to ask on Rav Huna, who says that even if they, only if they are, you know, in one place. Or Sefer Torah, the S, Sefer Torah Shabbala, a Sefer Torah that was, I guess that got erased. In Yeshbol Alakish Shemonim V'Chamesh Osios, if there is 85 letters, Kigon Parsha V'Himon So Aron Matzilin, like the Parsha V'Himon So Aron, that's what you save. V'im Lav E Matzilin, and if not, you can't save. Tiyufta de Rav Huna, that's a Tiyufta on Rav Huna, because this is talk says you save it if it's like V'Himon So Aron, which is all in one place, not if it's spread out all over the place. So the Gemara says, Tirgam Rav Chisda lead Rav Huna. So Rav Chisda, it's great. Rav Chisda, who's arguing Rav Huna, is going to be able to explain, and there's a Kasha supporting Rav Huna. He's the one who is a Kasha supporting Rav Chisda. Nevertheless, Rav Chisda is the one who's going to try to answer for Rav Huna. Tirgam Rav Chisda lead Rav Huna, Betevos. That's talking about letters. That Bryson may be talking about letters. I mean, the letters here, a letter there. That if, what that, meaning that it had the letter, if it's only letters, Tevos is words, sorry. If it's words, right? Hadik tani lalakit, the mashmuk fuzaros, lo lalakit osla oslavad. El lalakit tevos shlema, tevakan, adpe osios. Right? What they argue about is when there's just letters spread out. But they would all agree that if you have a word here or a word there, that would be sufficient to save. So what Rav Huna was talking about was actually words. Rav Huna says even if the words are spread out, they're 85 and it equals 85 letters, then you would save. But if there's just a letter here or a letter there, that's where Rav Huna would say you don't save. Okay, it's very, I think it's just a difficult Gemara because it doesn't, you know, we don't have these Sifrei Torah like that. That's not the way we look, think about things. But okay, we'll stop here. Apologies for the tardiness. We'll pick up tomorrow by the Tanur Rabbanan on the bottom of the almond.